boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We got to talk about the avocado incident you had right before the show.
I really didn't know you were going to call me out like this, to be quite honest with you.
I am scared.
What?
For you. I've seen you pit an avocado before. You've had a lot of avocado this week.
Thank you.
It's good for you. We love that healthy fat. Isn't that what
it is? Did you call me healthy and fat? I love that.
No, it's
unhealthy fat.
It's a healthy fat, isn't it?
I got a lot of fat on me, but I'm eating healthy. Thank you.
Jeez, leave it to you to take it as an insult. No. You've had avocados all week.
And I really do take everything as an insult. I really do.
Yes. I'm saying on the food pyramid, it's a healthy fat. Anyways. That's not even the concern. It's how you went about pitting your avocado today. Because, you know, you got to do the awkward thing of getting that. I like to call it a nut. I know it's not a nut. You got to get it out of there. Obviously.
What is it?
Well, it's the pit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The
that
seed.
Was like what I always call it a pit, but I don't know what else.
I like to call it a nut, even though I know it's not. But that's just a personal preference. But you normally would just like do it over the garbage, get it out with a knife, call it a day, cut your avocado, enjoy your healthy fat.
She called me healthy fat again.
But you did it over a drawer, and it was a massacre. Thank God you didn't cut your finger, because I think it was probably centimeters away from that. Avocado everywhere.
All over the utensils, all over the drawer. It was a hot mess express. Why?
I feel like I kind of want to look at the drawer like next week and see if there's any
mold
remnants of your decisions that were made.
I think I cleaned it as best as I could.
Well, you know, because it'll be brown in about 30 minutes.
No, T-minus 30 seconds.
Actually, it's already been brown for the last 30.
Yeah, we'll know in about 30 seconds if it's brown or not.
So next time,
pit it better.
Pit it over the garbage, please. Can I complain to you like my mommy right now, please?
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell you what's going on with me. My nose hurts.
You wanted to be dramatic.
I do.
I will then be dramatic and play Arms of an Angel.
I feel
Sarah
like
McLachlan.
I deserve it. I do.
By listening to this program, you get to hear a radio DJ complain
about my nose. Here's the thing.
I listen to you complain every day. Let me have a moment. Actually, most of Eastern Iowa listens to me complain every day. Let's let you have your moment.
My nose hurts, Mom. Okay.
Can I go home?
I'm serious. And it feels so stupid to, you know, when like something, either you don't feel good or maybe you have like an injury or something going on that you can't see it, but it's taking over your life and it hurts and you don't feel good and ouchy. That's my nose right now. A gorgeous little fact about me is that I get shingles. At the ripe age of 28, almost 29, okay?
What is it, an older person thing?
Generally.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten it since I was little.
Really? So she is old.
And I knew it. In my late 20s, it has migrated. I used to get it close to my eye. I used to get it above my lip. It's migrated up into my left nostril in these last couple years of life. And she's active right now, meaning it hurts really bad. It itches. It hurts. It's gross. I don't want to tell people about the inside of my nose, but it's taking over my life.
I like how you talk like it's a person, so we're going to call her Sherry the Shingles.
I love that. You know what? And I've gotten this since like fifth grade, so I've never named her.
Sherry.
Sherry.
Sherry the Shingles. Uh-huh. Question for the room.
Sure.
I thought shingles was, this might be stupid because again, I'm real dumb. I thought shingles was for when you are older and you had chicken pox as a kid. Is that the correct thing?
Kind of. It's dormant. So mine is like dormant under my skin. I've always gotten it on my face.
Stay away from me. I had chicken pox as a kid.
Well, it's not contagious.
Well,
lucky
still
for
stay
you.
Away from me. I don't trust you. You're okay. Contagious.
And you made it about you. I'm in pain. Can I have my moment?
Keep Sherry over there.
I will.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We got to talk about camel drama. Okay. I don't think you were.
How funny that you are talking about camels. Sorry. And it's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Remember
I didn't even do that on purpose.
Did you mean to do that?
No. I just had camel drama come across my desk today. And I said, you know what? I must report to the people.
Who brought you camel drama?
The internet.
Oh.
This is overseas in Oman, actually, which is in the Middle East. They have a beauty pageant dedicated to camels. And there's a bit of a controversy because 20 camels were disqualified after they had been found to be getting Botox.
Are they getting Botox on the hump?
Their humps.
No. That's a thing?
Well, no.
And I have so many questions.
That's not nice. That's not kind to the camels.
Is it animal cruelty?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would think, okay.
We don't like that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I wouldn't do that to a camel.
No. These poor camels, they probably have amazing humps, okay? So to be injecting them with Botox and things is probably not the right choice.
Is it human Botox?
That's a great question. I don't know.
So many questions.
They just said that, okay, so this beauty pageant obviously is all about, it's kind of like a dog show, right? You know, dogs are judged on their appearance, their hair.
Uh-huh.
So the camels are judged on their coat, their neck, their head, and their hump. So they have obviously vets inspect them
uh-huh.
as part of the judging process. And they noticed that some of their features, including their humps, had been artificially enhanced with Botox and injectable fillers. So
how do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if you're able
to. Was it squishy?
If you can feel it. Because, you know, people that get like lip filler, if they squish it around, some people say that you can kind of see it.
What?
Because it kind of like coagulates or whatever.
Ew, I hate that word. Don't say it.
Oh, sorry. Coagulates?
I hate that word so much.
So I don't know. I'm not a vet. I'm definitely not a camel hump vet. So I don't know.
Well,
how
I would
they,
hope you're not, because I don't know that you're qualified
at all. But they did discover it to make rounder, more defined humps, and then they had to disqualify the 20 camels for this beauty pageant.
I know sometimes like Botox can be beneficial, right? Like health wise, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's any Botox out there for animals that is actually like healthy and beneficial? Because I didn't even know we were doing Botox on animals, to be quite honest with you.
Either.
I had no idea.
Because I'm with you. Like, some people who have, like, TMJ, like, jaw issues.
Yeah.
It's really helpful for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess the first question is what's the purpose of a camel's hump?
I guess I don't know. What is the purpose? I got to do more research. They didn't teach me this in school, nor college, and I went to college. I didn't take a class on camel humps. But I should have.
We should have been learning more about all humps, honestly.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
What age did you start to drink coffee? You can still text us at 319-200-1029. You can also chime in on our Z102.9 Facebook page as well. What are you seeing so far that people are telling us?
Okay. My mom is up in these comments.
Oh, God.
Hey, girl. Hey. And I did not know this about her. She claims she didn't start drinking coffee until she was 40.
No.
Now, here's the thing about my mom, my sweet, sweet mother, Kris Jenner. She's like a coffee snob. Not a coffee snob, but like has a fancy espresso machine. Mm-hmm. Like we love coffee dates for, I feel like, as long as I can remember. But I'm clearly wrong because she said she didn't start drinking coffee till she was 40.
Okay, so your mom probably was like, what, 30 when you were in school?
No. Girl, I don't know. You know, parents, they're like unicorns. I don't know how old they are.
You don't recall her drinking coffee?
No, but I mean, like, even in high school, it was like the cool thing to do. Like, let's go get a Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how old she was. Love you, Mom. You're ageless to me.
Well, I was shooketh, to be quite honest with you. Last night I was watching Gilmore Girls, and it's something that I'm just now starting to watch. And if you've watched it before, the mom, I think her name's Lorelai, is like huge into coffee, and that's kind of like the gag. She always needs to have something to drink, right? The daughter is into coffee as well, but not as much. And they had just went to a date and her date, or I went to a dance, and her and her date right after the dance are like, let's go get coffee. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? I would have never in high school or middle school after a dance immediately think to myself, let's go get coffee.
No.
So I turned to neighbor man last night and I'm like, when did you start drinking coffee? Because he likes gasoline and likes to drink his coffee black. No, gross.
That's crazy.
And he goes, I just started at 13. What?
Really?
Your parents let you start to drink coffee at 13?
Well, and not even that. What 13-year-old truly likes the taste of coffee? No. You know what I mean? When you first try it, because you're like, I'm so grown up. I'm going to have a latte. And you're like, this is disgusting. It's very much an acquired taste.
At that point, it's like 95% creamer and 5% coffee.
Yeah, you have like 8 tablespoons of sugar in there just to choke it down. Mm-hmm. So I just have a hard time believing that he even enjoyed it at 13 years old.
13. I didn't have my first coffee until my senior year of high school, and I was drinking cappuccinos.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I remember.
There's a pipeline. Either you start with like the cappuccino. I started with frappuccinos, which is basically ice cream.
It is.
And they are still delicious. And then you're like, okay, maybe I'll try an iced latte. Okay, now I'll go to cold brew. I'm still not to black coffee because I'm not crazy.
No, then you go, then you go to black coffee and then you go to decaf.
No,
I will never go to black coffee. And sorry, I will never go to decaf.
I think you.
And if I do, slap me.
Put me in a holding unit because something's wrong. Just when we thought we were ahead of the game for April Fool's Day and the prank that we were going to pull off was going to be epic, we have a bummer.
Bad news.
So to backtrack, we thought, how about those girls expand outside of Z1 2.9? If you didn't know, in our building, this radio station has 4 different radio stations here. Mm-hmm. So we call them our brothers and our sister stations. So that's 1600 ESPN, which is sports, Smart FM, all 80s, and X107.5 is alternative. They're our neighbors. We just have to walk down the hall and there's another radio station. But we've never considered, why don't we just go hop on?
Should be easy. I think all we got to do is press a button. That means turning the microphone on and go, hello? Is this thing on?
I think.
I just think we might get in trouble. But if it's April Fool's Day,
it's a prank. And you can't be mad.
Exactly.
So we're like, we should do it. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to, if we both go down, then we're going down together. Okay? By popping in all these radio stations.
You can't fire both of us.
No. Well, you could, but good luck. We're like,
good luck without us.
We're like, this is going to be great. This has never been done before. How many other people can say on April Fool's Day, you've turned the dial and you were everywhere?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be sick.
Uh-huh.
Until we realize we might not be the first ones to have done it.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were like, I think we might be the first ever jock here on Air Personality that has been on all 4 stations. But maybe, just maybe, Chris Jackson's done it.
And unfortunately, that has been confirmed. Because, you know, Chris Jackson, I mean, he's been all over the airwaves.
He's a legend.
On Z1 2.9. Used to be the Dirty Filthy Night Show host.
Why you gotta bring up his past like that?
Hey, that was the name. I'm not calling him Dirty Filthy.
I'm gonna tell
you. I only do that to his face.
Hey, Dirty Filthy, Chris.
He has a show over on X107.5. In fact.
Hey.
Probably right now.
Hey, competition.
He claims that he used to do sports and weather updates on 1600 ESPN when they first acquired that radio station years ago. And apparently he did a Sunday night show on Smart FM for quite some time.
I'd like to hear the audio of this because I'd like to have proof.
Well, and here's the problem is he probably knew what he was doing. You know, we don't.
Yeah, we are going to be the dinguses when we get on, you know?
How do we erase his past?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Let me know if you're crazy like me and your brain works like mine. If somebody is driving like a branded vehicle for a company or a business, do you just watch their driving extra hard?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's probably not a direct representation of, I don't know, like
the company,
the Coca-Cola semi. That person is, you know, it's not, it doesn't mean anything, but how you're driving, I'm not going to lie. I low key, I'm like, you guys approve speeding or whatever.
Yeah. No.
Or that one is eating a banana while driving. I don't know. I just feel
they're
like
healthy.
Yes, I'm hyper aware. I just look at you a little closer if you're driving one of those.
No, it's funny you mentioned that because this morning I'm not going to blast the person because what if it was a one person company, right?
Oh no.
Or only one person was allowed to drive the company vehicle and now I'm going to get them in trouble, so I'm not going to. But I actually got completely cut off and sped past a company vehicle on 380 today and I was like, I know where you work.
Well, yeah, that's what's so hilarious. It's like, hello, you're almost driving like, it's like driving naked.
It is. Have you ever called the number on the back of the vehicles?
No, because I'm not a Karen, but have you?
No. That vehicle didn't have the number. And honestly, they were going way too fast for me to write it down.
Oh, snap. They got out of there that quick.
I was just waiting for the camera. They weren't in the, you know how 3D has the cameras? Oh, they weren't in camera zone, but I'm sure they got one.
Yikes.
I feel like I'm too hyper aware of, like, when we drive station vehicles, I'm too concerned of, like, people seeing me.
Oh, 100%. I don't even care what it is that I'm driving.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to rub my nose the wrong way because I don't want somebody to be on Facebook saying, I saw Z1 and 2.9 picking their nose while driving. That's embarrassing.
I don't even look down to, like, see my speed because I don't want someone to be like, oh, they were texting. I wasn't. I'm just checking my speed. Okay?
I think that this is called anxiety. And we have it.
That's a problem. We got way too much anxiety in the afternoon
over
here.
So if I'm driving a Z1 and 2.9 car and I'm 10 and 2 and I'm locked in, just know there's a reason for it. I'm scared.
There's a lot of anxiety inside, okay?
Yeah, because I don't want you to think I'm picking my nose. Am I being a birthday brat?
Welcome. Your leader is here.
I'm coming to the source. I mean that lovingly, because you're the type of person that loves
it. It was not a dig.
I know. You.
Thank you.
Self-proclaimed love your birthday.
I take it very seriously.
And
that's
support
why I
that.
Also celebrate my half birthday.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Thank you.
My birthday's like cool or whatever. I don't like
the way you're speaking about your birthday.
Well, it's fine. I'm taking the day off, which is exciting. I'm going to have a me day because I'm like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't work on your birthday.
So I don't think you did last. Did you?
I don't remember. I might have been in Mexico. I can't recall. See, this is how much I don't care about my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's whatever. Have some cake. Move on. But okay, so I'm going to be gone next week because my birthday's next week. And with that, my boyfriend Curly was like, oh, well, I have Monday off because he doesn't work on Mondays normally. So that's great. We're going to have a little 3-day weekend. He's like, maybe I should take Tuesday off since you are too. And I was like, well, no, you don't have to do that. I don't want you to, don't waste your paid
PTO
time off.
On me. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want you to feel like you have to spend the whole day with me. Because in reality, I'm going to like sit on my couch. I'm going to find some horrible, crappy TV show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pet my cats. I'm going to eat cake. And I'm going to live my best life. And if I have to do that by myself, that's okay. And he's like, well, what? You don't want me to take it off? I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that I don't want you to take it off. I don't want you to feel like you have to take it off for me. So now I don't know if it's going to be a surprise, I think. I have no idea if he's going to take it off or not.
Before I answer this question.
Sure.
And this does not mean you do or do not love your man.
Oh, God.
Do you want to spend time alone on your birthday or with somebody on your birthday? Again, this does not define love.
Well, I'll answer kind of your question. Am I okay spending it by myself? Am I going to have fun by myself? For sure. I love
answer
being alone.
Answer the dang question. Do you want to be alone or not?
Well, I'd rather be alone than him take the day off to go game in the other room. That would upset me.
Do you want to spend time with him on your birthday and you guys go do something? Or would you rather be home, literally on the couch, petting your kitty and whatever else you said? I can't remember watching trashy TV.
If I have to leave the house, you better go to work.
Okay.
I'll stay home by myself.
Okay, so let's say that he stays home and you guys color. And then
yeah.
You guys like to do that and then you watch trashy TV together.
That's great. I'll do that.
You want to do that over you just being home alone watching trashy TV?
Yeah, as long as I get to pick what we do. Because I'm the queen. I'm the birthday queen.
Okay. So then
you're along for the ride or you're not.
then with that, I say, yeah, you can ask him to take time off. I don't think asking him to take time off or not asking him to take time off is making you a brat. But I think at the end of the day, you do got to think about what you mm-hmm. want, because it's your dang day.
It is my day.
Do you see how I got upset for you? And I had to raise my voice, because I'm a firm believer it's your day. You know,
it is.
You didn't put the work into coming out of the womb, but you know what? You did have to scream when you came out. You did have to deal with the blood and the gush and all that. I'm getting graphic here, but you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It was a hard day.
It was a hard day 29 years ago.
I should call my mom on my birthday. You just convinced me. We really got to get you that police scanner, Destiny, because there was ruckus in my neighborhood last night, and I wish I could have just called you up and said, tune in, what's going on?
And I would have been there. Niner, niner. I don't know what they
what?
Say.
That was pretty good. It was
thank
convincing.
You. I wonder if you could talk on them.
Well, no.
God, I would be talking to the police all the
I
time.
I think they avoid that for people like you.
I would be sitting them on just random places.
Yeah, so that's why they don't. Okay, you're not helping the case of getting you a police scanner. Anyways, because I still don't know what's
just
going on.
Just because I wanted them to pick me up some coffee. Mm-hmm. Hey, I actually only sent you there to pick me up coffee. There was actually not a break-in.
I think that is illegal to send them out for no reason. Besides the point.
It's cheaper than DoorDash, okay?
Okay, not that fine. I'm not sure about that. Yikes. No, I still actually have no idea what was going on in the neighborhood last night because I never got a full answer. So what had happened was we noticed a cop car coming
to our neighborhood. I knew the police were there. Oh, God, I love when they're...
Never happens. Okay, it's a very quiet neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Lights on, lights off.
Lights off. So I wasn't, like, panicked.
Headlights on, headlights off.
Well, headlights on, it was dark out.
Well, I don't know. If the headlights are off, then they're obviously watching for something and they don't want to be caught. See, I'm good.
Well, no, he pulled up to a house that we could see.
Abandoned, not abandoned.
Well, it lived in. This is like a new development. Okay. So we watch him pull up to this house and I don't know any of my neighbors, which sucks. And this is why I'm like, I need to make friends so I can text him and be like, what's going on? So he pulls up to one of the houses near me, shuts his car off. Gets out with his flashlight. And I'm like,
they don't shut the car off.
I think he did.
They usually keep it running.
So that somebody could steal it? Cops, I'm telling you right now, my intrusive thought says, where can I take that for a spin? Don't do that. I'm pretty sure he shut it off. Because then he got out.
I think they locked it. She'll figure out
how
to get
it. That's not even the important part.
She's like,
of the
I got a bobby pin. Don't worry.
I'll make it work. He gets his flashlight out and I'm like, T, something's happening. Now I'm like posted up in my window that if he looked over, he could see me in my Walmart t-shirt, like, what's going on? Okay.
He's like, she's actually the criminal.
I was full neighborhood watch because I'm like, what's he doing? He has his flashlight out. He goes up on their like front porch and he's talking to somebody, but I can't see who it is. And I can't tell if it's heated or anything.
Oh my God, Taylor.
Still no emergency lights, whatever that happens. Okay. And then he ends up walking away and sits in his car for a long time. So I'm like, he didn't bring anybody down in cuffs. Maybe he's writing a report. Was it a wellness check? Was there, I don't know, a noise complaint? It could be so many things. He ends up pulling away, leaves, gone. See ya, Mr. Cop. I go take a shower. That doesn't matter. But then I get out of the shower and I see the cop is back and a freaking fire truck is out there. Again, no emergency lights. I'm like, well, that's strange. Things have escalated. But then the firefighter men get out and they're walking across the street to the other side, not even going to the original house that the cop was at. And all they did was walk. I didn't see them go up to any houses. They didn't pull out a fire hose. They didn't do, I don't know what they were doing. And I still don't have answers.
If I learned anything in the last 3 minutes of you yapping with that dumb mouth, no, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Listen, Linda, is that one, you think you can steal a cop car? Cops, I hope you're
listening.
I'm
not going to. Don't put that out there. I just am saying my intrusive thoughts are like, well, that would be fun to drive.
And number two, you truly don't know how to adult, because any other adult, you know what we would have done? We would have taken our vacuum out there and we would have started to vacuum our front lawn and been like, oh, look at this. I'm just vacuuming my front lawn. Having an excuse to be outside so that we can hear what the cops and the fire department were talking about. Mm. You are not adulting correctly.
I don't know if you are either, if you're vacuuming your front lawn.
If you see me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, at the gym, we're both going to be working on our butts over the next couple of weeks.
Right on. Hot girl summer is around the corner.
And I guess hot boy summer, too, right?
Yeah. Or he can participate in hot girl summer.
Right? Right?
It's for anybody.
Here's why we're both going to be working on our booties. So I took...
Okay.
I told you, what was this, like last week, if not the week before, that apparently he's more of a butt guy. Well, no, you brought it, actually.
Well, I had a question for the men. What is the obsession with
the booties?
You know, you're in the kitchen and you just grab a little cheek. You know, what's the hyperfixation with a butt? And we didn't really even get full answers on that.
No. And then I talked to neighbor man about it and I'm like, I still don't understand like why you like the butt so much more, when, to be honest with you, if I was a dude, I would like something. I'd like the chest. I'm going to lay it out on the table. If I was a dude, I would go for that.
Mm.
I feel like that's better, in my opinion. Who cares about the butt? That's just me.
It's still a mystery to me. I'm not sure.
This morning, our cat, one of our newest cats, Maggie, she's drinking. She loves to drink out of the bathroom sink. I'll turn the faucet on a little bit. And she's got her butt in the air. And I turn to neighbor man and I go, you know what? I get it. I think I understand why you like butts now. Because look at her booty. It's cute. It's voluptuous.
Okay.
And he's like, no, you get it. You get it. You understand why I like booties now. And I'm like, okay. I don't find it attractive. It was a joke. But yes, this is my way of understanding you, right? And he's like, okay, so you gonna work on that booty then?
Oh, snap. Okay.
I said, all right, uno reverse. You gonna work on that butt?
Oh.
Because I want to see your butt, you know, in those jeans a little bit more. And he's like, well, do you ever look at a men's butt? And I said, yeah, to be honest with you, in uniform. Military, baseball, football. I've been looking at it. Firemen, police. I look at your butt. Because in a uniform, it looks good.
Right.
But in his normal, everyday clothes, I'm sorry, it's not there.
It's not popping yet. So you have a dual pact.
That we're going to work on our booties.
To work on the booties.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of appreciate that.
What? You do?
I feel like it's equal.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, okay, if you're going to tell me to work on my butt, then you might as well work on your butt.
And we're both going to be doing squats. And we're both not going to be able to get it up to the second floor. The house.
Well, I hope he lays off the kitchen booty grabs then, because it sounds like you're going to be sore.
Last hour, we were talking about, when did you have your first cup of coffee? Because I found out last night that neighbor man had his first at the age of 13, which I thought that was too young. Apparently not. Because on our Z102.9 Facebook page, I'm seeing 5 a lot. The people had their first cup at the age of 5.
Crazy.
Girl, I don't even think I could say Google Gaga at the age of 5. I probably was. I'm being dramatic.
Well, everything tastes so intense when you're that age anyways that you're like, broccoli is the worst thing I've ever had. Can you imagine what coffee tasted like as a 5-year-old?
Mm-hmm. I wanted bottle pop at 5, and I wanted...
Milk.
No, I did
Straight
not want
up milk.
No.
I don't know.
I wanted soda. I did not want coffee.
Oh, yeah, or that.
But then I'm seeing a couple people saying, never. Taylor, do you think that you could do an entire work day with no coffee?
No, not nicely. Well, I'm serious. I do rely on it.
HR, don't listen. Would you slap somebody if you had to?
I might.
I knew it.
Especially if they came in walking in with a coffee, I'd be like, get out of my face. How dare you? I'm here to let you know that if you put the word loaded in front of your meal, your man's is going to get excited. It worked. The theory is proven. I told you what, yesterday or 2 days ago, that I was planning my meals for the week and I wanted to do some sort of like chicken and potatoes. Said that to my boyfriend Curly and he's like, ugh, chicken and potatoes? That sounds so boring. Then when I came back and said, well, what about loaded buffalo chicken and potatoes? He was all in. Made it last night and he goes, I think we need to make this again. It's a success. Everybody go home and do it.
Loaded cereal, loaded coffee, loaded...
Ooh, that's you got me with that one.
I forgot. Loaded broccoli.
Loaded broccoli?
I mean, start putting it in front of gross things. Loaded... I hate sweet potatoes.
Okay, but also, no, you don't.
Well, I sometimes you have to really
unless they're loaded.
Unless they're loaded, loaded with the brown sugar in the butter.
We won.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have avoided this topic over the last week, and I can no longer not talk about Benny Blanco's dirty feet. Have you seen this?
No, I actually haven't.
Kidding me?
No, do I need to look up a photo?
You should. Google.
Okay, I'll do
just
it.
Literally Google Benny Blanco's dirty feet. To give you, oh God, some background.
Oh, I like how it's like the first search. Everyone's talking about Benny Blanco and his dirty feet.
I know, and it's been going on over a week.
Kisses Benny Blanco. She didn't do it. Did Selena Gomez kiss his dirty feet?
We're going to get there. I need to give you some backstory.
Ew, I'm seeing photos. Don't tell me she did it.
So.
Oh, God.
He recently, Benny Blanco, launched a podcast with his friends Lil Dicky and his wife, Kristen. It's called Friends Keep Secrets. It started last week. Like I said, this has been going on for a week. The first episode dropped last week. And of all the stars on this podcast, the biggest one was Benny Blanco's feet. They're sitting up on a couch, and you can see the bottom of his feet are quite dirty, okay? Like, he's been out in the dirt.
I have some thoughts, but...
And people are like, what the heck? Selena, you better divorce this man. He's got dirty dogs, blah, blah, blah. He then went on Jimmy Kimmel last week to...
Okay, I see those photos.
Prove that... It was a one-off. He blamed the floors. The floors were dirty where they were filming this podcast. He showed his feet on Jimmy Kimmel and said, they're clean, I swear. Like, this is not a regular thing for me. Now, here we are a week later. People are still talking about these dang feet and how dirty they were. Episode 2 of their podcast drops, and Selena Gomez comes on as their special guest. She's married to Benny Blanco, of course. That was bound to happen. And they go this whole time having, like, great conversation, nothing to do with the dirty feet, until the end, she kisses Benny Blanco's foot and makes a little comment like, oh, don't make it some big thing. I just love you for who you are. So now, Selena Gomez is a dirty foot kisser in some people's eyes.
Can I say that I can relate?
To who?
Benny Blanco, hear me out. Please look up this photo. Look at it. And then let me say, I can relate. Listen before you judge, okay? Now, in my day and age, no. But I do walk around barefoot. What am I right now in the studio?
You're not barefoot. You have socks on.
I have socks. No socks. Or I have no shoes, but I have socks on. But at home, I am only ever socks or no socks. I hardly ever wear shoes. Mm-hmm. Even in the building, I hardly ever wear shoes. I can tell you my feet don't get this bad ever. They do get dirty sometimes. They do get dirty, but they don't get this bad. However, back in the day, they would look exactly like this. How? Because I would walk around my backyard without shoes. I would walk around the town of Vinton without shoes as a kid. I don't know why I would do this. I just would. I hated wearing shoes as a kid. So I can tell you he's lying when he says it's because of the house. I don't wear shoes ever in my house. My feet don't look like that in the house. But when I would walk around my yard, they would look like this. When I would walk around Vinton, they would look like this. So he's probably just walking around his backyard.
Listen, I'm not going to judge. I love being barefoot too. But perhaps before you hop on camera before millions.
Oh yeah, wash the dogs.
Wash your dogs. And then Selena, girl, stand up. What are you doing kissing dirty toes?
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I was watching TV last night, and there was one mom that I was like, you know what? I think in real life, you would actually be such a cool mom that everybody would be so jealous and wish that they had as a mom if you were a real life mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Gilmore Girls and Lorelai. I know I'm late to the party. I'm like, I don't know how old that TV show is, but I'm just now hopping on the train. I started it. I'm still in season one, but I can tell so far that she looks like she'd be such a cool mom.
She is like the ultimate cool mom.
Yeah, because like she gets all giddy when Rory has her first kiss. She's like, tell me, spill the tea. Mm-hmm. They're sitting on the bed. They're like talking about the first kiss. I can tell in the show she's like really pushing for her daughter. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like that would be such a cool mom. And so I turned to Neighbor Man. I'm like, you know what I like about this show? And before I could even finish the sentence, I think he knows, and if you've heard this show before, you know that I don't have a good relationship with my mom. Wasn't really there growing up.
Yeah.
So before I could finish the sentence, he goes, you wish you had the mom like that in your life. And I said, I do. I wish I had her. I wish I had that mother-daughter relationship so badly. And then he goes, you know who I think you wish you had a dad too? Now, I have a good relationship with my dad, but he said, you wish you had Danny Tanner. And the reason for that is because Danny Tanner loves to talk about his feelings.
I was just going to say Danny Tanner has big feelings.
Big feelings. Danny Tanner loves to hug and kiss and all those things. And what do I love? To talk about my feelings, and I love to hug and kiss. And I'm like, you know what? Because that's the opposite of my dad. Again, I have a really, really great relationship with him, but the opposite of my dad. And I'm like, you know, if I had Danny Tanner and Lorelai as my mom, I'd be a fantastic kid.
See, but you say that,
why?
And then sometimes when it is too perfect and you're like really loved and your mom's cool and you're like, oh, we have the best relationship, maybe you wouldn't have all the feelings you have now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's usually those are the ones that end up
naughty
on the top 10 most wanted.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of just a known thing. When you watch Gilmore Girls, you're going to fall in love with the relationship between Lorelai Gilmore, the mom, and the daughter, Rory Gilmore. It's iconic. And everybody's like, oh, I wish I had that relationship with my mom. And you were just saying that watching it, you're like, dang. Like, who wouldn't want that?
I feel like you have that with your mom, Mama Kris Jenner.
Oh, love my mom. And you know what? We are the best of Judy's and in my adult life. She calls me and tells me about the furniture she's getting. You know what I mean? It's the best.
I wish I had that.
I love it. And I'm very lucky to have that. And my mom has always been like such a cool mom. But when you're saying like, oh my gosh, I wish I had the mom to like go to and talk about my first kiss and all my boy problems.
Well, that's what they did in the episode.
They do.
Yeah.
Any show like that has like the cool mom and daughter relationship. Can I say I was way too awkward for that.
Wait, you didn't tell your mom about your first kiss?
No, I don't even know if she knows who my first kiss was. Mom, chime in on the text line privately to me.
Please. Wait, but I'm going to look too, Mom.
I really don't even know if she knows because I was too awkward and like, oh, God, I can't tell my mom. It's a me problem.
Stop. Wait, hold up. So you're saying Lorelai and Rory are like on the bed. They're like two teenage girls. Like,
yes.
Oh, my God. The way he kissed me was in the produce section or whatever. I can't remember what section it was in the grocery store. You didn't do that with your mom?
No.
What? I just figured that's what mom and daughters did.
And they probably do. I know other people do. I was too, I don't know what it was. I'm like, oh God, my mom. I can't tell my mom.
So you didn't give her the dirty, dirty like details?
And I swear to God, now at almost 29 years old, she probably has no idea.
Would you tell your mom now the dirty, dirty details of your first kiss?
Mom.
It's just a kiss, Mom.
Mom, do I confess right now?
Yeah.
No, I'm scared. I'm still scared to tell her.
Okay, can I ask a question? Does she know anything else?
No.
Do you know the other thing?
No.
You never told her the other thing?
No.
Really?
It's a me thing. God, I'm getting itchy just talking about it. I'm like, oh, I just want to talk to my mom about couches and end tables.
You got longer nails. You know that sometimes you just can't do things, right? Because your nails, like, they just get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if my credit card falls on the ground, oh, good luck. I'm never going to be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
This morning, I needed help with something because, again, the nails got in the way. And Neighbor Man looks at me and he goes, okay, do women just get their nails done so that they can get out of doing things?
Oh, wow.
And I said, no, but now that you say that, I'm going to go with that. Yes.
It is a good excuse. My favorite is, okay, because I'm a press-on queen. I do them at home. So I glue them on, and I always tell them for the following, like, 3 hours, oh, can you wash that dish? I can't get them wet.
Oh, I like that.
That's my favorite way to get out of doing things.
Oh, I try to get out of everything. Today, it was I couldn't button my shirt.
Okay.
What?
Well, are you kidding me?
No, the nails were getting in the way, and they're really not that big. Trust me. Or long, I should say.
Right.
Just didn't want to button my shirt.
Right.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
talking about regrets with tonight's trivia question. 9% of people regret doing this for a family member. Mm. What is it?
Drama. There's nothing worse than family drama.
I know.
Cuts deep.
Friend drama. Let's get right into it. What, oh, Jesus.
I'm like, spill it all on the text line. 319.
You, okay, whoa. That was good.
Thanks.
Your voice right there. Keep going.
Well, now I forgot. You interrupted me.
You were talking about the text line.
Tell it all. I lost it. I'll get back to it. 319-200-1029.
It almost sounded like you were like the host of
In a World.
No, now you sound like Star Wars. Oh. I'm ready for that one.
Okay. Well, In a World. Where your Aunt Terry showed up unannounced to the baby shower and bought you a stroller you already had. I don't know. Like, what's family drama like?
We're not doing Star Wars.
Well, I would tell me I played along. I did.
You did. No, you sounded like not like Star Wars until you did. I was going to say you sounded like that, almost like a reality TV show, The Bachelor, like when they're doing a clip of.
You mean to tell me I sound like what's his name from The Bachelor?
Yes, like when they're giving you clips of what the episode's going to be like. That's what it's
the most dramatic episode yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what all it right. sounded like. Let's get into tonight's trivia question because you got carried away for a second there, or maybe I did. Let's see if you could do it again. Tonight's trivia question. 9% of people regret doing this for a family member. What is it?
In the most dramatic question yet, only your voice can be heard
yes.
on the text line.
Yes.
Send your guess. 319-200-1029.
That was so good.
Thanks.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
9% of people regret doing this for a family member. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, my goodness, things are just spicing up on the text line.
Think anyone's fighting with their family while they're texting us?
Probably. You know, family drama, there's never an expiration date. That is one thing that's true. 3728 said they regret letting them live with you.
Yikes.
I can't. You know what? I can't say anything because I was the annoying little sister that lived with my big sister for close to 2 years after I graduated college. So she did me a solid. I was a freeloader, you know? And now it's only good for me.
It's good to admit.
It is. That's what you know, family's family. And she probably thought I was annoying and smelly and weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
you still are. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I haven't grown out of that quite yet.
4820 said loaning them a big amount of money. I don't know why I read that very weird, but I did.
I feel like money is often the root, whether it's for like a vacation. Like, oh, I'll get you for my part, like on the next paycheck. Or, oh, can I just borrow like $1,000 for my new car.
You know what I would always do with my dad if I ever had to ask him for money? I would always try to pay him interest. Now, I never had like a set amount, like 3% or 5%. I would just add a couple extra dollars onto it. So if I borrowed, I asked him to borrow $50 because I knew I was going to go negative into my account, I would then return, give him 60 or 55 or whatever. I would give him interest. I was a good daughter. God.
I was going to say, that's like very honorable of you.
Thank you.
I'm going to start implementing that when you owe me money.
She's like, can I give you money right now?
Yes, so that I can earn interest. That's amazing. Tim said they regret lying to their spouse for them. Ooh, that sounds majorly dangerous.
It is.
Like lying that they were like, with that, if you like,
where are you going with this?
Oh, if you lie to their spouse, like, oh, we had a girls' night and they really were out doing something like nefarious, that sounds bad. That sounds like a bad sitch.
I'm just waiting for you to admit something.
No, I don't know anything. My siblings know better that I would be like, no.
Oh, you wouldn't lie for them?
I don't know. I'd be like, get me out. I don't want to be part of your drama. Either break up or make up. You know, I don't know.
Don't let me lie. I'm not good at it.
No, I don't want to. Ooh, I'm getting hives just thinking about it.
She is. Look at her. Well, you can't see, but just know that
I'm itchy.
9% of people regret doing this for a family member. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Man, just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
9% of people regret doing this for a family member. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
9% of people regret getting a tattoo for a family member.
Oh, no.
You have one. Let's talk about it.
I have a tattoo with my three siblings. So on all of our right, like wrists on the inside.
Everybody has it on the right wrist.
Yes. Well, no, I think actually somebody has it on their left.
Who?
My brother.
Broke the rules.
He did because he had a tattoo too close to where we were getting this. So his might be on his left hand. Whatever. It's on the inside of our wrist. It's like three dots and then there's a circle where you fall in the sibling order. So I'm the third kid. So in the third spot, I'm the open circle, and we all have them. So it's like a symbol of being siblings or whatever.
What are you going to do if, let's say, you and your brother having falling out?
I did threaten.
Okay, go on.
When we got the tattoos. Because this was my first tattoo.
Okay.
I think it was like a random, on a whim, we're all like, let's go. And I was like, I want to get my first tattoo. And I did threaten in the tattoo parlor, if you do me wrong, short term, I'm going to red Sharpie your dot out. Long term, I'm going to laser your dot off.
And this was just for the brother?
Well, no, for everybody. I said, I don't know if any of you like decide to be a serial killer or something, just know, like, you are getting erased.
Are you going to mention that when they, like, you know, on the news?
Oh.
If they became a serial killer?
You would know? I mention that I got the tattoo removed? Sure. Or, you know what, I'd cover it up with something funny. Like a mustache or something.
And then they're like, tonight at 10, radio DJ gets tattoo with serial killer covered up by smiley face.
I do kind of like the sound of that.
I do too.
I like it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.